there's a yawn. Woo. Oh, we are not starting like that. Everybody, we are getting energy. Oh, I'm so tired. I could not sleep last night. I had like 3 different nightmares about missing planes. I'm late to everything I do, and I'm always that person who's like barely making it to the airport on time or missing trains. And oh man, I just didn't get any sleep. But that's none of your digestion. Okay, here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 53. Of the Run Selfie Repeat podcast, where we talk about life with a side of running. I'm Kelly Roberts, your always late hostess with the mostest. And today's episode is kind of a big one because I came to a pretty ginormous realization this week that kind of sort of really stopped me dead in my tracks. I want to talk about this question: what are you worth? But before we do that, before we get into this big episode, allow me to take a moment to celebrate the sponsor of the Run Selfie Repeat podcast and the website hosting platform that made making a website easy enough for this not-so-tech-savvy lady to launch and build her own blog and podcast on. It's Squarespace! Yay! Round of applause for Squarespace for making everything I do possible. One of the greatest gifts of the internet is the ability to connect and share stories. And I honest to goodness believe that every single one of us has something to share, has a voice, has a story. If you've ever thought about launching a blog or a website, do it on Squarespace. Use offer code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, for 10% off your purchase, just like Mari did when she launched her new site, runriderenovate.com. Mari, please forgive me if I am saying your name wrong. I'm so sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. But I want to read this teeny tiny little piece from her about me that really just slapped me right in the feels. She wrote, "So here I am at 36, figuring out how to be an adult and a decent one at that." There is something so incredible about just putting yourself out there. So kudos to you, my friend. I cannot wait to see what happens with your blog. And a lot of today's episode is about this, so I don't want to get ahead of myself, but when I started my blog, Run Selfie Repeat, I didn't really know what I was doing. Shocker. If you go back and read some of the early stuff, you'll be like, but it lives on. I didn't know what I wanted to say or how much I wanted to say or reveal. And slowly with time, like very slowly, I found the balance. I found liberation in knowing that I wasn't fighting, striving, or surviving alone. And the skeletons in my closet, the once they kind of stood out in the light of day, I realized that there was nothing to be ashamed of. Like that those parts of me and those pieces of my past were really nothing that I should ever be ashamed that I had to go through. And sharing my story over the past 3 years, it's changed my life, 100%. It's kept me motivated and driven, and when I was really struggling, it gave me purpose. So I absolutely encourage you to share your story, to find your voice, to make your next move on Squarespace, because even if you don't know what you're doing or you don't know what your end game might be, there's still value in taking that first step. Use offer code Kelly. Use that discount. Just try. The worst that happens is you do it for a little bit and then you move on if it's not for you. But I think you will absolutely find that sharing your journey and opening up about what you're going through may be a pretty incredible and liberating experience. And if you do that, email me at kelly@runselfierepeat.com so I can brag about how badass I think you are, just like Mari at runriderenovate.com. Mari, congratulations on your website. All right, let's get into today's episode because it's a big one. So before we get into this, let me just say, this is a little, okay, I'm going to do something that I'm about to like slap myself on the wrist for doing. So I'm a terrible negotiator. Much of what I do as Kelly Roberts of Run Selfie Repeat is I try to explain to brands what I think I'm worth. And 9 times out of 10, they try to get me to either do what they want me to do for free or as cheap as possible, which means that they want me to share a lot of what a lot of my story was tied in shame and fear and sadness and pain. So they want me to share that at a discount, which is gross. And I don't have a manager or an agent. It's just me clutching my copies of the books Lean In and The Confidence Code and Getting to Yes, all books that every single man and woman should read. But luckily, I don't do a lot of negotiating and, you know, going back and forth with brands anymore because I'm signed with Wazelle and that gives me stability. Same with Squarespace. But still, I think anyone who has negotiated a salary or a raise can probably relate. It's not a lot of fun. It's pretty scary. It's hard to like stick to your guns and believe in your worth when someone is staring at you possibly with a no. But before we get to that, yesterday I was getting lunch with a friend when her old boss, she just happened to be at the restaurant we were at. She came over to say hi. So she sat down for a second and my friend introduced us. And then her boss started asking me questions about what I did. And I could tell she knew a little bit about what I did and who I was, but I told her what I tell everyone who knows a tiny bit of what I do. And I told her I was a circus clown and her reaction totally threw me off. She goes, "Whoa, why would you say that about yourself?" And I was like, plot twist, wasn't expecting that response. And I laughed, you know, laughing it off. And I told her that I don't really know how to explain what I do. So that's my go-to icebreaker. And she goes, "When I hear that, I think you don't think you believe what you do has value." And my eyes got really big and my mouth was like, bah! And she grabbed my hand and started laughing. And she was like, "Don't worry, Kelly. I know a little bit about what you do. And I know what you mean when you say you're a circus clown, but I think a piece of you actually is uncomfortable with what you do. And I can sense that. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like, is that true? Why don't you just confidently say that you're a blogger?" And like suddenly everything came into perspective and she was absolutely right. I think some people don't like abrasive people doing things like that, but I love it. I love women who are like downright, you know, "Let's talk about this." So I was like, "You are absolutely right." And look, I'm all for self-deprecating humor to an extent. I think it's necessary. I will always take it with me because I think it's a great equalizer. And I think sometimes it's very important to laugh at yourself. I think me taking myself too seriously as a blogger is like a very dangerous road because I think there's a teeny bit of truth to the fact that I'm a circus clown, but that's neither here nor there. I think she is right. I'm really insecure about saying what I do because I'm not sure I know my worth. And I kind of realized that it goes further back than that. And it kind of relates to the struggle that I went through to call myself like an athlete and a runner. And to even believe that I was capable of taking myself seriously enough to like go through with all the BQ Robust training, I think all of that self-doubt kind of lives in the same place. And I think that sometimes if I really, really, really doubt myself, I feel like I need to prove myself and prove that I'm worthy before I can actually believe it. And here's the thing about self-respect and inner confidence. They are not attributes that need to be earned or proved. It's absolutely the opposite. You have to trust and believe that you have both of those things like in you innately before you succeed, right? That's you have to have this blind faith that you are strong enough, smart enough, capable enough to do things. You don't have to prove yourself, you know, right? Like if you're a brand new runner, a lot of us struggle to call ourselves runners because we think that we're imposters and we're not really runners and we're just kind of joggers or we're just trying to figure it out. We don't want anyone to figure us out or like call us out on it. It's this big thing. And then, you know, like it takes for some of it, I mean, I think it took me like a year and a long time before I was able to call myself a runner, like 2 marathons. But it's our own journeys. And for me, like I had to go through all that stuff, I guess, in order to you know what? No, that's a lie. I didn't have to go through that stuff. And I wish I would have just trusted that I was a runner, but you know, we live and we learn. Ironically enough, this past weekend as well, I had a similar conversation with a family friend. I was explaining what I did to her because she's my aunt's friend and they were all visiting the city. And we were all meeting up for pizza and we were sitting and we were talking about what I do. And I was explaining it to her and we got on the subject of how I got my undergraduate degree in theater. And I found myself kind of revealing things to her that I hadn't even realized I had drawn conclusions about yet. Like, you know, when you answer a question a ton of times and you have your elevator speech, I had that speech ready, but like my mouth was moving too quickly. And I was saying things that like, I was like, "What are we saying? Like, what? Like, that's kind of what was happening to me." But I told her about how I was really afraid of failing after I graduated from college and how I didn't think I could stomach a life being told that I needed to lose weight in the entertainment industry and like losing jobs because of how I looked and not because of how smart or talented I was. And I was absolutely a victim of like, I need to be the right thing to get the part instead of I am what I am, take it or leave it, and like confidently going into a room knowing my worth. And I know that's hard to relate to for a lot of people because acting is such a strange world. But at the same time, that's kind of how all of us should be living our lives. Because in order to be the best versions of ourselves, we have to know our worth. And we have to know that changing to fit someone else's standards does everyone else a disservice. I think the biggest takeaway I took from this conversation that I had this weekend, I caught myself talking about how I think had I known what I know now from like hustling in the running world and applied that to my life in the acting world, fresh out of college, like I think I would have done great. I would have been a total bulldog and just like it. Things would have been very different because the difference between then and now is that I kind of live every single day in the running world like I have absolutely nothing to lose because I don't. Like I have nothing to lose. It's just the truth. I've always been a bit of an outsider. I don't take myself too seriously. Runners take themselves pretty seriously. I'm still kind of a newish runner. I've only been doing this for like 4 years. I was never athletic growing up. I don't have an athletic background. The super serious runners in the industry wrote me off a very long time ago, and that was totally fine. I never really was out to change people's minds. I found a really, really awesome group and audience that I understood in the everyday runners, like the new runners who were running from something like grief or a breakup, a shitty job, or people who just like really felt like they were stuck and needed something to move towards. And these people who were running for peace of mind so that they could have, you know, like a guilt-free cheeseburger or something to feel proud of or all these things. People who never ever stand a chance of actually winning a race and didn't really care about that. That's not what it was about. People who are running for themselves. Those were the people that I really, really, really wanted to speak to. And I loved that those people, even though it was really hard, they were having fun, or at least as much fun as possible. So making content for those people and speaking to them and sharing my story and relating with all of you, that brought me joy and purpose. And it sort of became, in the very beginning, think less, do more. That was like my philosophy when I was first getting started. And I tried everything. I tried being like everyone else in the blogging world and very quickly realized that that was not for me. And eventually, with a lot of time and a lot of a lot of content under me, I found my voice. But when it came time to knowing my worth and knowing about how to trust my inner confidence, like that was really, really tough because even though I never really had anything to lose, I had a hell of a lot to gain. I think it's important to take a minute every once in a while to write down what you know that you're worth because it's so easy to doubt yourself or to knock yourself or to sell yourself short. So like, I mean, I'm telling you, do this today. Go grab a pen and paper and write down what you're worth. Write down what your skill set is, what you're good at. Put pen to paper and literally write down what your value is because I'm willing to bet that all of us are struggling to believe that we're worth what we're actually worth. I bet all of us are selling ourselves short. The truth is someone else will absolutely be out there to willing to do what we do for less. And honestly, whenever I'm struggling to know my worth or remember my worth, or whenever I'm doubting myself or really, really struggling, I start to remind myself that not only is someone out there who's gonna willingly work for less, but they're probably better than I am or prettier, stronger, or hell, I'll say it, they're skinnier, smarter, and prettier, and more hardworking, and did I say prettier? They're better connected, and you know, more well-rested, and luckier, and you know, whatever. You do this too, probably. But that person is not me. And that person is not you, right? We have worth. We have something specific that we bring to the table. So here's my question to you. What are you worth? What do you have to lose? And what do you stand to gain? It's just a question. that I think all of us should be answering often. It kind of goes back to something that we talked about recently, where we're celebrating yourself and writing down things that you do well and building yourself up. Because the moments where you kind of have to stand up for yourself and really stick to your guns and tell someone what you're worth, those are really tough moments. I think we all just have to remember that we're strong, we're worthy, and we aren't just enough, we are more than enough. All right. You know, I think that's a really good place to stop for today. It's been a really humbling and insightful week. And it's only Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday? No, it's Tuesday. Oh my goodness. It's only Tuesday. Holy moly, though, was it liberating to hear that woman tell me that to be confident when I tell people what I do. Sometimes I need someone to call me on my bullshit. One of my favorite sayings back in college was, you can't bullshit a bullshitter. And that is kind of exactly what happened in that situation. And I really appreciate that woman's advice. And I'm going to take it to heart because I work way too hard to sell myself short. So if you are looking to take a leap of faith of your own, maybe start your own blog or make your next move, might I recommend doing it on Squarespace? Do this. Use offer code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. You'll get 10% off your own personal domain address and website. Your next blog could be don'tbullshitabullshitter.com or iknowmyworth.com. I don't know if those are actually available, but if they are, go grab them because those would be killer websites. Squarespace is the best. I built and launched Run, Selfie, Repeat, the website, the podcast on it. I've made all of my mistakes on it in front of the world. But I am serious when I say, had I not have used Squarespace from day one to build my website, I guarantee you that I would never have stuck with it or found my voice or gotten to where I am today. So thank you, Squarespace, for making the entire process of making a website easy. And thank you for making the Run, Selfie, Repeat podcast possible and sponsoring it. So my friends, I leave you with this. Go out, kick ass, take names, maybe leave a 5-star review on iTunes if you're feeling generous and loving. And otherwise, I'll catch you next time.